Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. God loves us and hears us. Psalm 66, verse 20. Praise to God, who has not rejected my prayer and has not withheld his love from me. As we read through the book of Psalms, we encounter the many, many times that David faced terror and fear and tragedy all around him. And he consistently called upon the Lord to intervene, to save, to give victory. I am aware that from time to time, he was offered opportunity to kill Saul, who was chasing him with the intent to take his life. And even though he had the opportunity to take Saul's life, he refused to do so because he was the Lord's anointed. Each time I read those incidents in the life of David, I am reminded how easy it is to run ahead of God, to be presumptuous, to think we know more than what God has revealed to us. And at that time, I am constrained to recognize that I need to rely upon the love of God and his promise to hear me, rather than being presumptuous and acting and then asking God to bless it. Oh, that we might wait upon the Lord and follow his direction. There are so many times when I recognize I have been in front of God instead of behind him. Rather than waiting for him to open the door, I try to open the door and then get God to bless what I have done. And every time, it's chaos. And I have to bow my knees before the Lord and confess my sin. I need to constantly recognize in my life and urge all of us to recognize God, who is working in your life, that God loves us and hears us. If we do that, we will wait upon him. And then when the leadership from the Holy Spirit comes, we will follow through and be obedient to God. Oh, lead us, Lord. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that we have a God in heaven who is supreme above all. You are the God of yesterday, today, and forever. And as God in our life and God in our future, I pray, Lord, that you might lead and guide, and as you love us and as you listen to us, that you will just put your arms of love around us, surround us and fill us and use us. Might we be a blessing to those we come in contact with. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.